The state has since eased on COVID testing requirements in schools, but Tarya Parsonen, mom of two and organizer of the Open New York Schools Now petition, says work still needs to be done.
Even though I know our school districts have received word, for instance, I'm in the Clarence School District, we still haven't gotten official confirmation of what that means. So no one, we're all still waiting to see how our school districts will take action or not take action. I'm expecting nothing really to happen for next week, and hopefully, fingers crossed, for kids to go back in January.
Some school districts, notably Kenton, West Seneca, Maryvale, and Buffalo Public Schools, have kept the majority of students home since the pandemic first hit.
You know, our kids are really suffering here. It truly is a mental health crisis. I was saying just the other day that we do this to our worst offenders. We put prisoners in solitary confinement as a form of psychological torture. You know, and essentially that is what many of our children have been exposed to since March.
Many medical professionals, including infectious disease doctor Catherine Mullen of Roswell Park, say schools in Western New York have had relatively low transmission rates. Parsonen wants children back in school, which she sees as the safest place for them.
You know, the ball is now in the court of the districts. And, you know, we're looking at school boards, too. You know, we don't really know what the holdup is. It's unclear, so we're asking for transparency. Is it funding? Is it a lack of funding? Is it a lack of tests? Is it a lack of nurses to administer the tests?
Parsonen and others involved want to at least see a plan, one that includes in-person learning times, safety protocols, and increased attention to the needs of children in special education. Ryan Zunner, WBFO News.